Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Bihari Gopi Janna Balaba Giri Badadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Jana Vallabha Yasoda Nandana Praja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Tanuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Jamuna Tira Banachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Gopi Janna Vallabha Giri Vadadhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yasoda
so down under na brajana randana. Kamuna tira banakari. Kamuna tira banakari.
So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, second canto, chapter 10, entitled Bhagavatam is the answer to all questions. We're reading text 34. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chatsunitam Dena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manodishtam Stapitam Dena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Katamayam Tatati Svapadantitam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharani Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacharishitane Panchakalpa Turbhyascha Kripasundivyevicha Patitanam Pavanevyo Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Narayanam Namaskritya.
Naram
Chaiva Narottamam.
Naram Chaiva
Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayam Udirayat. Text 34. Ata param sukshmataram.
Ata param sukshmataram.
Ata param sukshmatamam.
Ata param sukshmatamam.
Avyaktam nirvisheshanam.
Avyaktam nirvisheshanam.
Avyaktam nirvisheshanam.
Avyaktam nirvisheshanam.
Anadi madhyanidhanam.
Anadi madhyanidhanam.
Anadi madhya nidhanam.
Anadi madhya nidhanam.
Nityam ban manasa param.
Nityam ban manasa param.
Nityam ban manasa param.
Nityam ban manasa param.
Ata param sukshmatamam.
Ata param sukshmatamam.
Avyaktam nirvisheshanam.
Avyaktam nirvisheshanam.
Anadi madhya nidhanam.
Anadi madhya nidhanam.
Nityam ban manasa param.
Nityam ban manasa param.
Atataram Sishmatanam.
Avyaktam Nirvisheshanam.
Anadi
Madhyanidhanam.
Nityam
Vanam Saparam.
Ataparam Sishmatanam.
Ataparam Sishmatanam.
Avyaktam Nirvisheshanam.
Avyaktam Nirvisheshanam.
Ata. Therefore.
Therefore.
Param.
Param.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Sukshmatamam.
Sukshmatamam.
Finer than the finest.
Finer than the finest.
Avyaktam.
Avyaktam.
Unmanifested.
Unmanifested.
Nirvisheshanam.
Nirvisheshanam.
Without material features.
Without material features.
Anadi.
Anadi. Anadi.
Without beginning.
Without beginning.
Madhya.
Madhya.
Without an intermediate stage.
Without an intermediate stage.
Nidhanam.
Nidhanam.
Without end.
Without end.
Nityam.
Nityam.
Eternal.
Eternal.
Vak.
Vak.
Words.
Words.
Manasaha.
Manasaha.
Of the mind.
Of the mind.
Param.
Param.
Transcendental.
Transcendental.
Translation for Prabhupada is doing his Srila Prabhupada.
Jaya.
Okay, so therefore, beyond this gross manifestation is a transcendental manifestation finer than the finest form. It has no beginning, no intermediate stage, and no end. Therefore, it is beyond the limits of expression or mental speculation and is distinct from the material conception. Prabhupada, the gross external body of the Supreme is manifested at certain intervals, and thus the external feature or form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not the eternal form of the Lord, which has no beginning, no intermediate stage, and no end. Anything which has a beginning, interim, and end is called material. The material world is begun from the Lord, and thus the form of the Lord before the beginning of the material world is certainly transcendental to the finest or the finer material conception. The ether in the material world is considered to be the finest. Finer than the ether is mind, intelligence, and false ego. But all eight of the outward coverings are explained as outer coverings of the Absolute Truth. The Absolute Truth is therefore beyond the expression and speculation of the material conception. He is certainly transcendental to all material conceptions. This is called Nirvisheshanam. One should not, however, misunderstand Nirvisheshanam as being without any transcendental qualifications. Visheshanam means qualities. Therefore, Nir added to it means that he has no material qualities or variegatedness. This nullifying expression is described in four transcendental qualifications, namely unmanifested, transcendental, eternal, and beyond the conception of mind or word. Beyond the limits of words means negation of the material conception. Beyond the limits of words means negation of the material conception. Unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to know the transcendental form of the Lord. Ataparam sukshmatamam avyaktam nirvisheshanam anadi madhyanidhanam nityam van manasaparam. These four qualities here is expressed in the verse, I believe. This nullifying expression is described in four transcendental qualifications. Namely, unmanifested, avyaktam, transcendental, param, ataparam, transcendental, yes, eternal, nityam is there, and beyond the conception of mind and words. Adokshuja. Adokshuja? Well, yes. Nityam van manasa param. Transcendental. Adokshuja is also another understanding beyond conception of mind and words, but that's described specifically there. Nityam van manasa param. He's always transcendental. So another word is there, adhokshaja. And we'll get back to that. But Srila Prabhupada ends the purport, unless one is transcendentally situated, it is not possible to know the transcendental form of the Lord. Immediately brings to mind the verse that atap Shri Krishna namadi nabhavet grayam indriye sevan mokehi jivado swayame vasmaratyada. That the transcendental Atashri Krishna Namadi, the names, forms, qualities of Krishna, Atashri Krishna Namadi, Nabhavad Grayam Indriye. They can't be understood, they can't be captured by Indriye, the material senses. Therefore, Krishna is known as Adhokshaja. Not mentioned? Adhokshaja. Means beyond the material senses. And this mentioned by Queen Kunti in her prayers, Mayad Javani Kachanam Agyad Hokshajam Avyayam Agyad Hokshajam. He's always beyond, he's not understood by those Agya, those who are fools. Agyad Hokshajam Avyayam. What's that? Nalaksha Semuda Drisha. Nata Natyodara Yata. That Nalakshase Mudadrusha, that foolish persons, she repeats practically, Mudadrusha. They can't, the fools or Agya Dokshajam. A little emphasis there on the foolish people, because generally foolish people are populating this world. Krishna says, avajananti mam mudha manushim tanam ashrita. He's completely transcendental. He comes to this world, but still people think that he's part of this world. But he says, no. Avajananti mam mudha manushim tanam ashrita. Foolish people think that he's become a material person in this world. They compare him like that. And they don't understand. Avajananti mamuda manushim tanam ashritam param bhavam ajananto. That he has some transcendental nature beyond these things. Mama bhuta avyayam. What is that?
Mama bhuta
maheshwaram. So Krishna says, Ataparam, he's transcendental. Sukshmatamam, this is the superlative, finer than the finest. So, how can we understand Krishna? Krishna, Lord Brahma, he gives the course. First of all, one has to have some great fortune. Lord Chaitanya, he spoke this, Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavanti, Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach, that one can, without devotional service, one can't understand Krishna. So that is the, we understand the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita is there, that Bhaktya Mama Bhijanati, that without devotional service, you can't understand Krishna. How you can understand another person in this world? We have to have some kind of relationship. We have to have some. You can't just go up and say, "Oh." I mean, people nowadays they search through social media and they think they can understand someone very nicely like that. They can see so many things. You can Google like that and make some kind of judgment on different people, but without actually getting to know that person. And how you'll get to know that person without some kind of affectionate relationship, as Rupa Goswami said, that gave that formula, very simple formula, dadati prati girnati. These are natural things that Srila Prabhupada says, as explains in the purport. Naturally, when you're doing some business arrangement with someone, you speak some confidential words, take him out for dinner or something, them out for dinner, and get maybe some gifts like that. So this is a natural way of getting to, what do you say, getting in some relationship with that person, sambandha. You need that relationship. Without understanding, without getting a relationship, you're not going to understand the inner workings of some person, because Krishna is described here as here sukshmatamam, finer than the finest. How we can one of the first verses they told me to learn actually was these bhumira po nala vayu kamano budhir evacha. Not the one of the first, it was the first. I joined this Sasrupa Maharaj's party. He told me, learn this verse. I can understand why I learned this verse. But this is a very important verse, basic thing. We see this throughout the whole world. We see these elements are there. Earth, water, fire, air, ether. Well, we don't see ether. Earth, water, fire, air, we see, can feel. Can't exactly see, but we feel. And then ether, mind, intelligence, they are the subtle forms. But beyond the subtle forms is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is finer than the finest, sukshmatamam. So, although this second canto we have some description of the virat form of the Lord, it's described here that this is not the eternal form of the Lord, which has no beginning, no intermediate. Even the, Bhagavad Gita, the second chapter, describes so much about the living entities in the material world that jatasya hidrubo mrityur dhruvam janma mrtasya cha, that one who is born, death is natural. This is required. So this is, Krishna is described ajo nityam shashvatam yapara praha. Nahanyate, even the living entity in this material world, we are not born, actually. The living entity is not born, but the material body, we get the material body, we take birth in the material body, and because of this false identification, that is the only problem. We have this false identification with this gross material body, but Vedanta Sutra says asangoyam purusha, that actually we have no connection with this these eight elements. Next verse is there aparyam itasthanyam prakritim vidime param jiva bhutam mahabhava yedam daryate jagat. So the besides these first eight elements, so the next verse it says, Krishna says that beyond these eight elements, material elements, is the different aparyam, something a little bit beyond these material elements. That is the jiva bhuta mahabaho. Oh Arjuna, this living entity is beyond these material elements. So we have to understand, we have to come to that stage. Here, now what is described, transcendental material conception. So even the living entity is actually beyond that. This is called visheshanam. Last night we were taking our godbrother Chutananda Prabhu. We bring him to the Sunday program and take him back. He was telling us that he was there when Srila Prabhupada composed this verse, Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pratarni Nirvisheshanam. Nirvishesha is the word there. Nirvishesha Sunyavadam. He said that Srila Prabhupada gave special mercy to the Nirvishesha Vadis and the Shunyavadis. That is the, just like he was giving, saying, just like Lord Chaitanya, he was, Nartam Das Thakur, he says that mo samapatita prabhu na paibhara. Narottam says that I have a very good qualification. Patita bhavana hetu. You've come for this purpose to deliver the fallen souls. Patita bhavana hetu. Tava avatar. So what about me? I have a very good qualification. Because no one you can find more fallen than me. So this is the... of course, we don't want to become nirvisheshavadis by some special purpose. That was also done by Dvaita Prabhu, so to get some special mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He started reading Yoga Vishisht, and Lord Chaitanya came and slapped him and said, "What are you doing? What is this nonsense going on?" So this is some kind of transcendental, this is nirvishesh. This is a transcendental qualification that Advaita Prabhu has had some kind of purpose to get Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He was not enjoying Lord Chaitanya's offering of respect as because Advaita was so senior to him. But this is going on. So by some kind of good qualification, one can come to the stage that Atashi Krishna Namadi Nabhavad Grayamad. Sevan Mukhi, we have to engage the tongue, chanting Hare Krishna and eating prasadam. And then Swayam Eva Spuratira, that he manifests himself. That is the only possibility of really understanding Krishna. Otherwise, what is that? Nalaksha Se Muda Drisha. You are invisible to the foolish observer. And then she gives an example, nato natyadura yata, just as an actor on stage, someone acting some part. Lord Krishna, when he comes, he acts different capacities as someone's son, as someone's friend, or this way. So this can be understood only by the devotees. Unless one has that qualification, and that qualification can come from other devotees, Ramanda Brahmate Kona Bhagyavanji, Guru Krishna, by Krishna's arrangement, sometimes people come. Yesterday we had a very interesting, fortunate soul came, Kona Bhagyavanji. It was a nuclear engineer, and he was very inquisitive. So we had some opportunity to talk to him a little bit. He was, because in the material world, Prakriti Stani Karshati, everyone is struggling so hard and enjoying these threefold miseries and the four Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadi. So they're sometimes feeling great pangs of material suffering. And he was actually, it was an interesting case that his sister had come here for the memorial service, I think, for Keshava, who left his body some time ago in a motorcycle accident. So his sister was a good friend of Keshava. He didn't say the name, but it was quite understood. He said, yeah, it was a motorcycle accident. So his sister came here to the service, and she felt great relief, some kind of relief from that material pangs. Because without Krishna consciousness, where are you going to get relief? That's the next verse that says, Haha Prabhu Nityananda Premananda Sukhi. Kripa bolo kana koro ami baraduki. Because material world means everyone is suffering. There's no exception. Someone can say, oh, I'm not suffering. Here we get this word here. Sukshmatamam. So in the third canto it says, mudatamam. The superlative. Atamam. Like uttamam. When they get that ending in Sanskrit, uttamam, mudatamam, sukshmatamam, that means the greatest. So in this case it says mudatamam, the greatest fool. What is that? I can't remember the verse, but it says that the greatest fool and the self-realized person, they're happy in this material world. So the Paramahamsa and the greatest fool, just like the pig in the stool, eating the stool, he's very jolly. Therefore, he's become very healthy. And everyone else, of course, that's the nature. Mostly everyone else falls in the other category. Not that many human beings are that foolish to think that they are enjoying this material world. But anyway, what I was going back to the story is that she was this girl, she felt some relief coming here. So he was also feeling some pangs of material life and came here and spent some time. So this is the purpose of this Krishna consciousness movement. He sat down and read for like half hour Srila Prabhupada's Bhagavad Gita, and he was very thankful when he left to understand that this material life, this is not our real life. Same thing is there. Asangoyam Purusha, the living entity really has nothing to do, there's no relationship with this material world, this material bodies, this material life. Our real life is in Krishna's abode, Vrindavan. We want to go to Vrindavan. This is the point. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave this instruction to Lokanath Goswami. Today is Lokanath Goswami's disappearance day, I believe. He was well known that he's a spiritual master of Narottam Das Thakur, one of our acharyas. Lokanath Goswami, his samadhi is there at the Radha Gokulananda temple in Vrindavan. And he was an associate of Lord Chaitanya in Bengal. Lord Chaitanya told him to come to Vrindavan, perhaps one of the first of Lord Chaitanya's followers, one of the first. Maybe Subhuti Roy. Anyway, he was very renounced. He had one deity, Radha Vinod, he established. Not established, but he served this deity. And Narottam Das Thakur was very inspired by his devotion and wanted to become a disciple of his, but Lokanath had taken this vow not to take any disciples. So Narottam Das Thakur served him without knowing. He cleaned up his area where he took care of his morning business and arranged for some different paraphernalia for that purpose. And after some 1 year, Lokanath Goswami became changed his mind by devotion. This devotion is so powerful that as Krishna is described as Madan Mohan Mohini, that he becomes enchanted by this devotion by Srimati Radharani. And so sorry, we don't get association with Maharaj today. I'll have to, I think we'll stop there. If anybody has some comments or questions, we can have some discussion.
Haribo. So, the spiritual realm, I mean, is actually beyond the comprehension of mundane mind and intelligence, but at the same time we can comprehend it to the degree that the Lord has explained it to us. So there are great descriptions of the spiritual world. It's not like it's abstract, you know. There's varieties, there everything like this world, except it's on the spiritual level, on the transcendental level. And so it's not really incomprehensible because it's been explained to us by the Lord. So that's there. Another point I want to touch on is you were mentioning about the elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego. You said someone had asked you to learn that verse, and you stated that everywhere it is there. It's also stated that the universe is covered by those elements, right?
Yeah.
But here, Dinah.
Each one 10 times.
Here, Dinah Maharaj gave a lecture one time, if you can remember, and he said that these elements are not in the same constituent as we're thinking, because I had brought up the question: if we're within this universe, it's impossible to see outside of it. So if the scientists can see 45 billion light years away, then it means that we're seeing through the universe.
The problem is that just what you said is if they can see.
But
it's like that. You said if they can see. So there's someday they say like that.
But let me finish. They claim, they describe, and they show pictures of so many aspects of the universe. You know, you could see the whole Milky Way pictures, real pictures. You know, it's not like artists giving a rendition. And so it means then that the those eight elements covering the universe is actually on a different dimension.
Well, I can say that. I can just quote to you, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says, Keshava Tuva Jagata Vichitra. He's very, Srila Prabhupada, I think he translates that Vichitra, that's so very wonderful. This great creation of Krishna, Keshava Tuva Jagata, your creation is very wonderful. So this is without doubt. No one can, you can't even figure out this creation, what to speak of the spiritual world. The scriptures give some kind of indication. Brahma Samhita is very nice. Kata gananam natyam gamanam api vamsi priyashaki, that they're very nice, that every step is a dance, every word is a song. These Chintamani Prakara Sadhmasu, the houses are all built with transcendental touchstones, Chintamani stones. So these things are there. But what is a Chintamani? Have you seen? Do you really can understand what is a Chintamani? That what is the Chintamani Prakara Sadhmasu? The whole world, spiritual world, constructed is a Chintamani stone. So what it is, we can get some kind of indication is there. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he describes in Chaitanya Bhagavat that you can describe Lord Chaitanya as the full moon, but the moon has spots. You can say he's like a Cupid, but Cupid agitates the mind, and Lord Chaitanya never agitates the mind. That was the other one. One other example he gives. So these different analogies that are given in the scriptures to help us understand the spiritual world, these are simply some kind of lotus flower. Lotus flower, it can't compare the beauty of Krishna. The lotus flower is something that we can appreciate. There's some beautiful thing is there in the material world, but no one can actually appreciate the actual beauty of Krishna. It's beyond our... Therefore, it's described in this verse. What is it? Nityam van manasa param. It's beyond, always beyond, nityam, eternally beyond vak manasa, beyond the transcendental to the vak and manasa, the words in the mind. We can't capture Krishna like that. We have to, only through that devotional... Therefore, swayam eva smaratya, or Tarko Pratishta Sutayo Vibhina Nasa Rishir Yesya Matam Vibhina. That you can't just by argument, no, by Sutayo, even by different scriptures. So sometimes there's different opinions in the different scriptures. So these things are, you have to follow. That the purport of that verse is that you have to follow the Mahajans. Mahajano Yenikatasapanta. So that by that possible, by getting the mercy of the Mahatmas, then you can understand something. Otherwise, therefore we pray to Srila Prabhupada, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschacchada Sitarana, that we, by your mercy, we can get some kind of, get delivered, Paschacchadeshitarani. We can get delivered from this unfortunate situation that we're in of impersonalism and voidism. All right. Yeah.
Nice. Well, nice explanation. As preachers also, sometimes we will be questioned severely, and we will be even corrected, or we may be even be criticized. But as preachers, we have to be able to take it with a pinch of salt. You know, I mean, we can't pose ourselves as big preachers, and so as soon as someone corrects us or whatever, we become upset or angry, you know. We got to be very humble, be it a sannyasi, be it a you know, whatever, a big preacher. We have to have humility and maybe accept, you know, we might be...
You can't be corrected. Preacher in your celestial with Tattva Darshina.
We can
repeat the message, but unless we're tattvadarshi, we can't really be actual preacher. You have to be able to see shastra chakshus. You have to see. You have to be able to understand things according to scripture. We can't just make some kind of think that we're learned scholars and think we can know something. We have to actually come to that stage. You can become tattva-darshi through the scriptures. You can see things
through
and understand
the
things.
Scripture.
Then otherwise, you're what is there better than them? They have their speculation. They have their PhD. They're very good. Went through great so much trouble to so much study they've done. This guy, he's. Nuclear engineer. I don't understand how you're going to talking about quarks and waves and everything. Well, who's going to follow? Who's going to compete with that knowledge?
But in the Vedic, I'm speaking about within the Vedic circle, as devotees, as preachers, speaking from the Bhagavatam like that. But still, I mean, what I'm saying, as preachers, we got to be humble. And if we are corrected, sometimes, you know, we have to accept it and don't become overly emotional.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's true. So we have to...
I hope this question is not too far afield from the class, but... Okay. Jadwaita Swami was giving a class the other day talking about the coverings of the universe, which were mentioned here.
Uh-huh.
And then at the end of the class, I was thinking, you know, there's the Earth planet and there's an Earth covering. And I guess the goddess Bhumi is associated with both. It started making me think that maybe this Earth planet is very important somehow.
Well, this Earth planet is very important. This is the whole planet is called sometimes Bharat, so that's that Bharat Bhumikti Hoila Manushya Janmaja. It's a very fortunate birth. Other living entities in this material world, where they go up and down, they don't get their qualification, the opportunity that one has to take a birth in the human form of life, that he can develop Krishna consciousness so easily. That's described, you know, that how the demigods, they're so much intoxicated by material enjoyment, and the living entities in the lower planets, they're suffering so badly, they can't think of their self, real self-interest like that. This is a very fortunate birth that we've taken, and not only that, but we've taken birth just 500 years after Lord Chaitanya, so what can be more fortunate than, I mean, you can say, okay, we could have been born 400 years or 300 or 200 or 100, but still we have Srila Prabhupada, who can be more fortunate that we've got that, given us the opportunity to engage in this Krishna consciousness movement. So no one can be more fortunate. Lord Chaitanya is described like that. Even the different incarnations of Krishna, they can't be compared. As far as Rupa Goswami says, Namo Mahavananyaya. You're most merciful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful that he's given the fools and rascals, papi tapi jatas chilo, harinami udarilo. He's given everyone the unfortunate people the opportunity. And that, what is the other descriptions that the songs are there? Brahmadi Durlabha Prem is given that even Lord Brahma and the other demigods, they haven't been given such an opportunity. So, yeah, if one doesn't take advantage, that's what can be said. Therefore, Narottam says like that, Mosam, he's not some kind of, you can say that Krishna Das Kaviraj, when he's saying that I'm lower than the Jagayamade and worm in the stool like that, you can say that is just some kind of show, but I don't think that these acharyas, they're feeling actually that humility. So that humility is a very good qualification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even said that, no. Trinadapi Sunichena. We should become even more, feel ourselves lower than the straw on the street. Doesn't come back up when it's, what's it described? It doesn't come up back up when it's stepped on. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami gives some kind of description like that. So, yeah, that's mercy flows down. It's called a Bhaktivinoda Dhara. The current of Bhaktivinoda Thakur's mercy is coming down through disciplic succession and coming down so you can catch it if you want. If you think you're... I had one, my first Sankirtan leader, he told me, he says, there's a little bit difference between feeling oneself fallen and being fallen. We should try to catch on to that mercy and catch that mercy. Yeah. And then, anything else? Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.